the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the jack wagon supreme. You saw him there, attempting to dance on camera. The one, the only, the outstanding Nathaniel Lundy. We got another Monday night edition of the Fade 5 Podcast in store. Let's not waste an ounce of your time because honk, honk, we're hopping aboard the plus bus. Plus one or odds or greater. That is a requirement, good sir. So give us a wager. Our audience may or may not cash.
Yes, may or may not cash. Good way of putting it, Brad, because that's the whole idea of this podcast, fade or right. Follow. But I'll tell you what, for the month of November so far, the Florida Panthers are following one Brad Marchand. And so I'm going to roll with him for an anytime goal. Two reasons that I like this. One of them statistical, one of them because of FanDuel. This anytime goal bet is a full 35 cents higher at FanDuel than it is over at DraftKings right now. He's plus 175 for an anytime goal at the King of Sportsbooks. BetMGM has it that way. DraftKings has it. FanDuel plus 210. So I'm going to roll with that. The other reason why I like it, he has points in 12 out of his last 13 games. He has 5 goals so far in the month of November. That is a goal, at least a goal, in each of the games that have been played so far since the calendar has turned. And I told you, 12 of the last 13, he's got points. That also includes a 7-game point streak. So the dude is just en fuego right now. And I say he had an assist when they played Vegas about 2.5 weeks ago. I think he tallies one in the back of the net and continues this goal scoring streak that he is on in Sin City. And I can't resist it at the extra juice with the plus 210.
All right. Speaking of plus 200 odds or greater, let's get one on Monday Night Football and hopefully going to make some greenbacks on one Dallas Goedert of Fly Eagles Fly there, Nathaniel Lundy. Anytime touchdown for him, best price of business I saw, plus 225. They're still operational until December 1st. Sportsbook, that being ESPN bet, before they flip the switch and become the score in America. And I got an email that said all of my funds are going to transition seamlessly and quite nicely. So in the future, once we flip the calendar to December, you'll see the ESPN bets come, the score bets here on the Fade 5. But anyway, I digress. Dallas Goedert, a guy's been a touchdown scoring machine. Lundy has scored a TD in 5 of his last 6 games. And one of the weaknesses of this Green Bay defense, and they are few and far between, is defending plus size targets. They're giving up 7 receptions per game and 51.3 receiving yards per game. 2 tight ends, 5 touchdowns. They have also surrendered to the tight end position. So Jalen Hurts, it hurts so good. Come on, Jalen, make it hurt so good. By finding my guy in the red zone, and hopefully he'll be able to cross a chalk 4-6. So, fantastico price here at plus 225, Lundy, on Dallas Goedert. Anytime touchdown, I think he does. Spike one home in the cold up there in northern Wisconsin. Grab that again at ESPN Bet. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another Manic Monday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. This one is clearly for the degenerates that are out there. All we need, Lundy, is an OCC. Yeah, you know me. That stands for one catch cash. And you watch it go for like 3 yards. And I'll be ultra pissed off. That'll be the only grab of the game. But anyway, Jahan Dotson, I'm taking the over on 3.5 receiving yards. I grabbed that number. The only book that had as low as that, most of the other books I'm at 4.5 or 5.5, was BetMGM at a minus 118. You know what I did? I actually had odds boost and I applied that sucker to it and I juiced it to plus 127. If you follow the always free and transparent and public spreadsheet there at thegamingjuice.com. Green Bay, middle of the pack, number 14 in dropback QB defense. Enter of the week, they had allowed the 7th and fewest wide receiver yards this season, but all I need is 4, bro. Not even a half of what is necessary to get a first down. 4 stinking yards. Dotson's done that in 6 of 8 games. He's averaging 1.8 targets per game. He's averaging 18.9 yards per catch. So chances are, if he does catch a pass, It might be for like 20 yards. Could be for like 15. Again, I need four. He is netting 10.8 yards per target. One look. Lock in Jalen Hurts. Throw it to my guy, and he'll haul it in, and we cash. And hopefully this will happen early, so I don't have to sweat it out. Otherwise, I'll probably just keep betting enter on the live line as it dwindles. We'll probably get down, let go a half a yard at some point at plus money, and I'll grab that sucker at least five more times. So numero cinco on the countdown on this Monday, Jahan Dotson. All we need is that OCC. We cash the over 3.5 receiving yards at a minus 118 at BetMGM. Good sir. Pay to follow.
Well, I mean, I got to follow just out of principle, just to have some fun with you. I just think you're missing out on an opportunity. I mean, he's plus 155 to have 15 yards. So if you think he's going to, you know, if it's going to be the standard that he's got of going into the teens, I mean, you could always play with fire with that one, but I'm a little happier at 3.5.
Lundy, you know what that is? I'm playing a conservative for once.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Monday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with a long bomb specialist of the Green Bay Packers. And no, I know it's going to be chilly, unseasonably cold, honestly, there in northern Wisconsin. Game time temps could be the low 30s, upper 20s. But the winds aren't going to play much of a factor. So it's supposed to be light and variable between 5 to 7 miles per hour. So take a chill pill. The winds aren't going to be blustery, not going to be blowing around like in other parts of the country. Hell, I got snow last night in Central Illinois, which never happens on November the 10th. That was wild and wacky. I was sweating my balls off at an Illinois game less than 2 weeks ago, and now I got 3 inches of the white stuff outside my front door. But I digress. And no more Quattro of the countdown. Christian Watson, over 20.5 yards on the longest catch. I grabbed that at minus 115 there at BetMGM. What does Christian Watson do? All he does is catch deep targets, a lot of those on go and streak routes, and chances are, I mean, he may double this on an OCC on one catch and reaching that cash. As a result, he's got a 23.18 dot in two games played this year. That's absolutely ridiculous. Three deep ball targets, those are targets beyond 20 yards, and he's averaging 23.8 yards per catch, Lundy. Again, all we need is one grab, and I think we're going to be able to cash in on this without any difficulty whatsoever. He has done this twice in his first two games back. He's healthy. This is what he does. He gets breathing room. He gets separation from defenders. And you look at Philadelphia. They have given up 23 passes beyond 20 yards this year. That's bottom 10 in the NFL entering the week. But still, it's not like they're invincible. They're made of steel. And I understand he's got to see a whole lot of Quinyon Mitchell in coverage. Only get up 2.7 yards per catch, but he's also allowed the 45th most yards to his assignments. But all together, give me Christian Watson, the Green Bay, a streak receiver. I'm taking the over 20.5 yards, the longest catch at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
If you can still get it at the 20.5 at BetMGM, do it. I know I looked this morning, DraftKings is at 21.5, so they've already bumped it up. And again, you know, I think his longest on the season is what, 51, 52, something like that. I mean, you just said it. He could very easily double what this number is. He's a deep bomb kind of guy. But if you can get it at the 20.5, do it. I will say, even if you can't, if you're stuck with a 21.5 at your book of choice, I'm still comfortable with that because of the amount of depth and the A dot that we're seeing out of a guy like Christian Watson. So safe bet. I like this one. But like I said, even if you can get it at 21.5, you're going to be fine.
Break away and get lucky, Watson.
Number three.
Numero tres on the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, Saquon Barkley. No, I'm not going to take the over. We're going to live in the land down under, Lundy, on 78.5 rush yards. Best line available at ESPN Bet at tape time at a minus 115. Most of the other books I've seen as low as 73.5, 76.5. A couple others had that at that number. I think this thing is going to slowly move southward as we get closer to kickoff. The number is way too aggressive and high. I know it's Saquon Barkley. The guy always applies another plate to the bar and does that extra squat in the gym. And he's utterly ridiculous, evidenced by his 2,000 yards to the ground that he had last year, but he has taken a quantum leap step back in his production, especially on a per-touch basis. He is number 46 right now in yards after contact per attempt, and the only reason why he is top 25 missed tackles forced is sheer volume. He's got 17 in that category, the missed tackle percentage, much lower than his historical average. He's only gone over this prop, Lundy, twice in eight games. And look at Green Bay. Okay, sure, they're average. They're ho-hum. They're rather vanilla. Defending the run, number 17 in rush EPA defense. I will give it up, though. 4.02 yards per carry to RBs and only 79.9 rush yards per game to the position. Only three rushers have gone over the 78.5 number. Again, Barkley just riding the struggle bus. And I expect that to continue. So numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Limiting that land down under on Saquon Barkley. 78.5 rush yards at a minus 115 at ESPN Bet. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
Ooh, you're playing with fire here with Saquads.
Yeah.
You are. I know you're seeing it. You're like, oh, man, nobody's going to do this. Nobody's going to. Yeah, but if anybody is going to do it to the Packers, it's this guy. I'll tell you what. I'm going to follow on this one, and it actually will correlate, synergize, and bring it all together with a big hug when we get to bonus time.
Oh, you know what that is, folks? Teamwork. You know what else we do? We got an awesome team. That's constantly working at thegamingjuice.com. You jackals, it's 100% free. Lundy's always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet lives there if you'd like to drop the puck and make some bucks. My always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet also lives there. A little bit of college football, which I suck in. A whole lot of NFL, which has been a roller coaster ride of the week. Hopefully tonight we will make some units back and finish in positive territory. We're down like 1.9 units because that game last night sucked, to say the least. I went 0-5. Aaron Rodgers, you owe me some ayahuasca. And on top of that, too, college basketball, where I'm already killing it, up 10 units to start this season. God, I miss you. And I love you, college hoops. I got some action on Monday night. Always have action. That's where whenever games are played. And you get all of that for free at my site. You can also get already live my quarterback flames for week 11 of the NFL season for you fantasy fans out there. Running backs will be posted later this week. Wide receiver, tight ends, along with my top props, the college football forecast, week 12. Of that season from Matt Fortuna, Ben Winstein, and Nate Jacobson will be live on Thursday. You can ask me a question throughout the week in our slow chat. I'll answer at my leisure and at my convenience. You get it all. I don't charge a penny, which no longer exists. They're about to eliminate it from circulation. What the hell are we going to do? Just round up to everything? Anyway, go to thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and Cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos on the countdown. I got a feeling Lundy's got to be fading the living shit out of me on this one. Jalen, it hurts so good. It will if you hit the under on 28.5 rush yards at a minus 110. A little bit lighter juice available there at BetMGM. Here's the reason why I'm fading Jalen Hurts. Micah Parsons, you might have heard of him. He's good at American tackle football. He's rather fast. He is a guy that is always breathing down the neck of quarterbacks there in the back of the pocket, or if they decide to call their own number and run. Hurts is a quick guy. I wouldn't call him exactly fleet of foot. He is a break tackle machine, but Parsons, I think, will have his number in this game, much like he has had other quarterbacks' numbers all season long. Green Bay during the week, Lundy, had allowed the fewest running back rush yards of any team in the NFL this season. I mean, Jane Daniels had 7 carries for 17 yards against them, and his wheels, I think, are far more electric than Hurts's. Now, Hurts, obviously, he can try to nickel and dime his way over this with a bunch of tush pushes. That is his specialty, but he's been under this number in 4 straight games. You expand that out further, he's been under this number in 5 of his last 7 games. Yeah, he's averaging 7.3 rush attempts per game, but only 3.57 yards per carry. Again, Green Bay, they really ratchet up the pressure. Number 7 in pocket pressure rate because of Parsons, Micah. So put all together, Jalen Hurts, again, living and land out under 28.5 rush yards at a -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
I want to fade this one just because I think he's going to get close to 30. But when we talk about a Green Bay team that's giving up an average of 6.6 yards rushing to the quarterback position, it doesn't matter whether you're Jalen Hurts or not. It's just this Packers team keeps quarterbacks bottled up. So damn it, I want to fade this so badly, but I can't. I got to follow.
Yeah, and that's not 6.6 yards per carry. That's 6.6 rush yards per game. They can take quarterbacks. Keep it rolling, Green Bay.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. My body is prepared to get burned with A.J. Brown. We're getting down, baby. We're going to go to the alt market. 60-plus receiving yards at a little baby city's Mavages here at a +103. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at A.J. Brown. He's cracked the 80-yard mark, actually, in 3 of his last 5 games. Seemed very healthy target share, 7.3 looks per game from Jalen Hurts. Appreciable number of deep ball targets as well, approaching 2 per game. I mean, honestly, he could get half this yardage on a singular catch, which operating outside the numbers is especially of him. Keyshawn Nixon is who he's going to see most often in coverage, who's given up the 35th most yards of any defensive back in the NFL. Green Bay entering the week, number 14, dropback EPA defense. Sure, they have allowed the 7th fewest wide receiver yards, but another lucky number 7 have gone for at least 60 against him. So put all together, I think the inner excellence of A.J. Brown is going to come out, you know, thumbing through the paper there on the sidelines to get inspiration, to get motivation, to make me some money. Number one on the Monday edition of the Countdown. Again, I'm getting down with A.J. Brown, 60-plus receiving yards, +103 at DraftKings. Lundy, pay to follow.
Oh, man. All right, we're doomed. I'll follow. We're doomed. I just
are you going 5 for 5 again?
I'm going 5 for 5 for the second pod in a row. That's there's a problem here. There's a problem here. I just think it's a very achievable number. And the fact that it's plus odds, you know, even if it's just baby plus odds, I'll still take it. I mean, it's a solid play, man. I don't know what to tell you, America. I got to follow this jack wagon. By the way, do you know that you have 3 inches of snow? Do you know that we sit here on November 10th? It still has not snowed in Denver.
Wow. Living there for 7 years, that has never happened, at least from what I can recall during that span. It's like 70-something there today.
Yeah, it's weird. They're actually talking about this potentially, you know, they're talking about potentially breaking the record of the latest first snowfall. So yeah, you're all bundled up there. I'm in, you know, I mean, I got a long sleeve shirt on, but it's pretty lightweight. I was just outside a minute ago. It's like 65 and sunny.
Wow. I'm envious because it is cold as you know what right now. And hopefully what will not be cold, your next bets. It's bonus time. Bonus time. Whether on Monday Night Football up there in chilly Green Bay, Wisconsin, whether in the NBA, the NHL, college hoops, it's a terrible slate tonight, but there's still some offerings. Lundy, just give me another bet or a dozen. So give them to us. Give them to us.
All right. Let's have some fun here as we roll along talking about Monday Night Football. I like Josh Jacobs to get a few catches coming out of the backfield. This number has jumped up. It started at 16.5. It's at 19.5. I think he's going to get some receiving yards out of the backfield. So even though it's moved in the not so desirable direction, I still think you can play it. Take the over at 19.5 receiving yards for Josh Jacobs. I told you that I wanted to play into the Saquon Barkley under that you had. Brad, how about Josh Jacobs to have the most rushing yards in the game at plus 120 over at DraftKings. If you are like Brad and I and you believe that they can keep Saquon bottled up, then that offers a huge opportunity for Josh Jacobs to wind up with the most rushing yards in the game. And over at DraftKings Sportsbook, as of tape time, you can snag that one at a plus 120. I happened to do that last night, so it played in perfectly with what you were looking to be able to do with Mr. Saquads there. In hockey tonight, I really might just be a complete glutton for punishment here. I really, really might be. But I'm going to say that Nashville goes in and beats the Rangers at Madison Square Garden tonight. Forget the puck line. I'm going to take Nashville straight up because the Rangers suck at home this year. They are embarrassing Madison Square Garden repeatedly. And so I'm going to say Nashville goes in there and actually beats them. And straight on the money line, they are a plus 150 for tonight if they pull that off. The other option you can do, if you do want to take them on the puck line just in case they do lose, you could actually partner that little bet up with the same idea of the Florida Panthers, who I was talking about before, Brad Marchand for the anytime goal earlier. If you take the Panthers +1.5, they're in Vegas, and you take Nashville +1.5 on the road at Madison Square Garden where the Rangers suck, you can do that little two-legger and it will come out to be a plus 129. Folks, I tell you this all the time because I know he's going to have some in bonus time. I tell my friends here in Denver, if you are not following Brad, especially early season for college basketball, you are leaving units on the table. I did a couple of parlays over the weekend just based on what Brad had on the spreadsheet. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. They are cashing. Folks, please make sure you visit the spreadsheet. You can find the link at thegamingjuice.com. Make sure you're paying attention there with Brad and his college basketball bets because they are going to continue to cash over and over again. And oh, by the way, while you're there at thegamingjuice.com, make sure you're following my spreadsheet for hockey where we are up 14 units so far this season. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman who is bundled up in chilly central Illinois.
The shrivelly sack season has arrived uncharacteristically early. This is just stupid. I can't believe it's like in the upper 60s in Denver. I'm, again, so jealous, so envious. Take me back, please! All right, let's go to the Team Huevos parlay play of the day. Again, same gamer in this Monday night affair. I agree with Lundy to a certain extent on that Josh Jacobs, most rush yards in the game. So, again, let's correlate, synergize, and bring it on together. He's got to do it because he's got to pump up the volume. And I'm going to go with the alt market, Lake Numero Uno. Give me Jacobs, 14-plus rush attempts. And we're going to do a cross-sports parlay, Lundy. We're going to take Iowa State, the Cyclones, and I guess kind of the marquee matchup of the night. They're playing in the Pentagon. No, not the one in D.C., the one in South Dakota and Sioux Falls against Mississippi State. So kind of a neutral court environment, kind of. It'll be definitely more people driving in from Ames. They're coming up from Stark Vegas. I can tell you that. So again, give me Josh Jacobs. I think he'll get this number. He has done this in 6 of 8 games this year. He's seen 72.8% of the opportunities here, averaging 17.6 rushing hits per game. Philadelphia giving up 22 rush attempts per game to the running back position. So Jacobs should, barring the injury, I'm snacking on an appendage. Get to 14 rush attempts in the game tonight. And then Iowa State, I'm going to take the spread down. I think it's at like 7.5 right now. I'll take it down to 2.5. They just got to win by a triple, and I think they should. They may even cover the common spread, to be honest, against the Bulldogs. I know KenPom has got that margin at 4, Torvik at 3.7, Evan Mee at 4.3, but the trio of veterans they have there, and Momcilovic, who's been around for a long time, sharpshooter from outside. Lipsy, an excellent guard. And Jefferson, kind of a do-it-all Swiss Army knife, I think is going to best what Mississippi State is trotting out there. Iowa State so far in the very young college basketball season, number two of the nation in adjusted defensive efficiency. Mississippi State, no slouches by any stretch in offense efficiency and also defense efficiency, where they're top 30 in both categories. This will be tight. I think Iowa State will win and score the cover at the charity stripe going away. So put it all together. The team, most parlay play of the night. It's not SGP. It's actually too late. You got it miswritten here on the screen. Josh Jacobs, 14-plus rush attempts. And then jumping over to college basketball, Iowa State at -2.5 shakes out to a cool +116 built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, I don't have anything in the NBA. Sport drives me crazy quite often. So I was like, anything really attracted me? Wembanyama's playing. Oh, I could probably build a Wimby. Same game parlay. I take it for like 25-plus points, 12-plus rebounds, couple of block shots. Do that and see what the juice is. It might be around even Steven +100, +105. Against the Bulls, are playing extraordinary basketball. That'd be the way to go. Otherwise, get out of here, NBA. College basketball has some other bets available on my always free, transparent public spreadsheet. And I have one more additional offering in the NFL Monday Night Football. I'm going to go back to Dallas Goedert. I started the pod off, him in the anytime touchdown market. This just posted at BetMGM. The line moved from 3.5 catches to 4.5. And if you bet the over on the 4.5, it's +135. Yeah, I got seduced by that juice. Again, he has been a point of emphasis in this offense. I know he's only done this like 3 times this season, but Green Bay giving up 5.1 receptions per game to the tight end position. I got a feeling, too, could be a negative game script for the Philadelphia Eagles in this one. If that is the case, Dallas Goedert is going to be a busy man. So you're going to have to sweat it out. Again, the sphincter is going to be tight. There's no question about it. But if he does reward you late in the game with that fifth reception, you're cashing in at that cool +135. All right. And that was available at BetMGM. I'm out of breath and out of time here on the BetMGM. Are we sponsored? No, I'm thinking of my other show, The Fade Five. That's this show. Please, by all means, drop us a rating or review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Yes, tune into my other radio show. It's called BetMGM Tonight from 7-11 p.m. Eastern Time, iHeart Odyssey Stations. Also streams on thegamingjuice.com if you want to see this very punchable face in live animated picture and sound. Make sure you're also following Lundy's spreadsheet on my site, thegamingjuice.com. All of my NFL thoughts will be there. Eventually, I'll roll out some college basketball content. It's early. I don't have time. We got to get through. I might fire off a couple of pieces during Feast Week because I love the Maui Invitational like a child. So that one, maybe I'll handicap. Let me get something out. If not, it'll have to wait until after the holiday. So the outstanding, lovely, he's like sunburnt. It's so warm outside right now in Denver. That's Nathaniel Lundy. I'm a frigid Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you. Put on some shorts, Lundy.